The secretive international organization, the Freemasons, tends to follow two main traditions. Broadly speaking, they can be divided into English and French. The Czech Republic was unusual in that both traditions of Freemasonry were followed until the weekend, that is, when the country's two grand lodges merged. Jan Richter has more.
At a ceremony at Prague's Strahov Monastery on Saturday, members of the Czech Republic's two senior Masonic organizations, known as Grand Lodges, came together and united when the Grand Lodge of the Czech Republic incorporated the members of the Czech Grand Orient. Marc Verdier, who is French, is the first deputy Grand Master of the Grand Lodge of the Czech Republic. He explains the difference between the two traditions.
The two Grand Lodges were following different traditions. One was following the Anglo-Saxon or English tradition, and the other one was following the French or continental tradition. We are a specific case here in Central Europe where both tendencies were strong. But the quarrel, which is at the origin of this division of Freemasonry, has nothing to do with the Czechs or the Poles or the Hungarians. And therefore, it was, after a certain time, understood that the natural evolution of Freemasonry was to unite, which we have done on last Saturday, the 8th of March.
The dispute that divided Freemasons worldwide between the followers of the English or regular tradition and the adherents to the liberal French custom had to do with a formal argument over whether the Bible should be open during Masonic meetings. Is it common for the Grand Lodges to merge?
It is very unusual that different Grand Lodges unite or merge, as it has been the case here. I think it is the second or third time this happens throughout the world. But it is also due to the fact that there are only very few countries where you see these two streams or tendencies in Freemasonry.
Today there are about 500 Freemasons in the Czech Republic, a country which before the Second World War had some 3,000 Masonic brethren. Among their midst were prominent Czechoslovak figures of the time, including President Edvard Beneš, Foreign Minister Jan Masaryk, Josef and Karel Čapek, and many others. Marc Verdier says Czechs are still very much interested in becoming members of this legendary society.
What makes me very happy, personally, is to see many young people in Freemasonry. Young, that means 30, 35, 40. Not only, as you would see it in other countries, old gentlemen, old gouty gentlemen in their late 70s or early 80s. No, we have a young and dynamic Freemasonry in this country, and this is very satisfactory.
Marc Verdier, first Deputy Grand Master of the Grand Lodge of the Czech Republic, ending that report by Jan Richter.